Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Friday, March 21st, 2025 edition. Again, I had a couple of people text me, Rick, R-I-C-K, for RickHughesMinistries.org information. I want to personally invite you to listen to his show this Sunday, 7:30 to 8, on the website, either YourDefendingFathers.com or the radio station's website, call letters WCHY.US, simple radio app, tune-in app. Join me in listening to his show this Sunday from 7:30 to 8. Take some time, especially if you're used to getting up early to go to work. If you drink coffee, make a fresh pot of coffee, and then come online and listen to the Flatline. Military term, Captain Jeff corrected me. I had a brain fart, couldn't remember what flatline meant. Forward line of troops heading into battle. Why did Rick Hughes choose that for the acronym for his show? Because he sees us being in a battle in our lives, and we need God, we need his son, Jesus Christ, to be part of our battle. Put on his shield, his protection, and fight the evil in our lives while we're here on earth. And then after the show, 7:30 to 8 on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, I want to invite you to go to a website, newhope.cc. Pastor Craig and the other pastors of the church have been preaching the book of Esther. When he started it in January, Craig said, this is going to be the book of Esther until Easter. And there's a big event happening in the story that they are at a very critical time in history, a very critical time in the Bible. Death Day for the Jews. The kings at the time of Persia put out an edict that every Persian on March 13th of the coming year is fully licensed and asked to kill every Jew they know. He basically enlisted the Persian people as soldiers. Without paying them, without training them, he simply said, kill a Jew, take his house, move into his home, take his possessions, take his gold, his valuables, his furniture, his animals, kill them, destroy them, and move into their home. Well, without knowing it, one of the kings in the Persian Empire was married to Esther. And unbeknownst to him, Esther and her uncle Mordecai were Jews. He loved his wife. She was the most beautiful woman in the Bible. Esther was gorgeous. And this king idolized her. He loved her and wanted to do anything she asked. Well, long story short, this king was an alcoholic. Had been a womanizer up until he married Esther. Drank, had many wives, was ruthless. And basically did something at a point in time that basically displeased the Persian people. And the ruler of Persia ordered his execution. And when he was killed, it elevated Esther to basically be the queen of that area. She and Mordecai, her uncle, her legal advisor, her confidant, said, "We need to go and meet with the king and ask for permission to have him stop this death of the Jews day, March 13th, this coming year. Petition him, beg him, implore him to call it off." So they went and met with the king, and the king said, "I can't. The edict that your king put out sealed it with his ring." Back then, if you wrote an edict and you put hot wax on it and you pressed your king's ring to it to seal it, that edict could not be undone. He spoke, it's over, it has to happen. She said, "However, this is evil. This is bad. You can't do this to the Jewish people." And you know what he said to her? Said to Mordecai, "You're the queen. Your evil king has been executed. You now have the power. And while we can't undo his edict, you can put out an edict of your own." She looked at Mordecai. They left and they started thinking about what he said. And what they did was put out their own edict. They turned it around. They put out an edict to the Jews and said, "On this upcoming March 13th, death day to the Jews, you have the right to defend yourself. If a Persian comes to your home and tries to do you harm, you have the right to kill him. You have the right to then, when you kill him, go and kill his family, his wives, his children, and take his possessions. Give his home away. Take his gold, take his animals, do whatever you want to do, but you will not lay down and die on March 13th of next year, death day to the Jews." You know what happened? In putting out that edict, God's people grew strength and said, "She's right. We have to fight this." They started putting the Persians on notice that they were going to come for them on March 13th and kill them and take their possessions. And you know what happened? All of a sudden, the Persian people started fearing the Jews. As a matter of fact, some of them started proclaiming, professing, "I'm Jewish. I'm not a Muslim, even though I'm Persian. I believe in the Jewish doctrine of the Old Testament. Oh, no, no, I'm 1% Jew." Completely flipped it. That was the service last Sunday. Well, in the story at New Hope Church down in Acme, Williamsburg area, this Sunday, they are going forward with the plan that God gave Esther. Permission that she received as queen, and what she did in her edict is going to be what they're talking about this Sunday at 8 o'clock and again at 10 o'clock on their website, newhope.cc. very interesting story. Craig has done a great job of presenting this book. Williamsburg is their address. newhope.cc. Again, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. If you want to watch their church services online on their YouTube channel, New Hope Church, Community Church. Well, every Easter, they put on a play. It's 90 minutes long. New Hope Church is doing this, not only in person, if you want to go to the church and see it live, which is what I recommend in the church, 5100 Bethesda Court in Williamsburg, right off of US 31. It's about 2-3 miles north of M-72 that goes over to Kalkaska. It's called The Promise. It's the life, the journey, Jesus's crucifixion on the cross, and his resurrection. 90-minute play. You can watch it on their website, newhope.cc/thepromise. It's going to take place April 16th, 17th, and 18th at 7:30 p.m. Easter week. And then I believe, Saturday, April 19th, matinee performance at 2 o'clock. If you want me to text you Rick Hughes's information, text me Rick. And if you want this flyer about The Promise, text me New Hope. And I'll send you the information. This is going to be a very interesting promise this year. Wednesday the 16th, Thursday the 17th, Friday the 18th at 7:30 online or in person, and then their final performance Saturday, April 19th at 2 p.m. Text me New Hope and I'll send you the flyer. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008, I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I just sent the link, newhope.cc/thepromise, to seven people here during the break. They actually have a trailer of previous year's performances, so you can get a glimpse of it's very well done. And the amount of people, actors on the stage there in the church, it's quite a performance. The life, crucifixion, and resurrection of Jesus for Easter. So if you want that, again, just text me New Hope and I'll send you the link. Also, right at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock on Sundays, you can watch church online, YouTube, or on their website, newhope.cc, Community Church. Kind of interesting, too, because I think the process that they have is very interesting in how they put it together. And they're doing this performance, folks, the 4 days, April 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, right before Easter Sunday on April 20th. So again, if you'd like that, just text me New Hope and I'll send you the link to it and you can watch it. Or better yet, drive down and watch it in person. Quite a performance. Here's the bottom line I want to wrap this up with, because I've dedicated this hour to Rick Hughes Ministries, talking about New Hope Church, talking about what we've been going through. Pastor Chatfield's in Israel, and this has been on my heart to talk about this stuff with you guys. So when he texted me late last night, it was about midnight actually, that he was in Israel, wasn't going to be able to do the show today, God put it in my heart to talk to you guys today about this stuff. And I hope you appreciate me sharing my story and what we've been going through with Vicky and what I've discovered was missing in my life. And I want to bring it to you so that you can enjoy and feel what I'm feeling going through this on Sunday mornings. And one of the things I think is that if it brings us together outside of politics, just loving our common man, our community, together in this effort of listening to Rick Hughes Sunday morning, 7:30 to 8, perhaps watching church services on newhope.cc, that it brings us together in a sense of brotherhood, of fellowship, in a way that perhaps we can somewhat agree on other things that we talk about on this show all the time. I was at the commissioner's meeting last night, videotaping the Antrim County Board of Commissioners meeting, and a good friend, Pete Hoogerheide, is part of Star Township and also a member of the Antrim County Road Commission. And him and Bert Thompson, who runs the Road Commission, very excited about Matt Hall's road funding proposal. Said it's going to be a lot of money to the local county road commissions. Well, I reminded them that it still has to pass the Senate, and it still will require Governor Gretchen Whitmer's signature. However, Matt Hall and the Republicans have pledged that they are going to stand strong on this budget, and this road funding plan is all they're willing to support. They're not willing to support the governor's plan of increased taxes. They're not willing to support the Senate Democrats' plan of increased taxes. They want to do a shift of what money they already have coming into Lansing and give it back to the local communities. Sounded an awful lot like Donald Trump's dismantling of the Department of Education, sending the money back to the states. Well, Lansing wants to send the money back to the county road commissions, the township and villages. Kind of interesting, the timing of them passing it this week in the House and them talking about it at a county commissioners meeting. And Pete, by the way, doesn't normally come to the county commissioners meeting. He said, but a little voice told him to do it. And it was really interesting because his wife, Phyllis, was having some medical issues, health issues, the same time Vicky was in the hospital. We came back from her lung biopsy on the elevator to her floor. The doors open, and who was standing there? Pete Hoogerheide. I'm like, Pete, what are you doing here? He said, well, Phyllis is around the corner with some health issues. What's Vicky doing here? I said, well, we're dealing with stage one lung cancer. And then he shows up at the county commissioners meeting last night while I was there and said, I don't know, the little voice just told me to come. Right. Hour number three on this laid-back Friday. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help.